Hello, I'm your host, Brenda Nelson with Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. My guest today on our podcast is Jen Greenberg. She is Vice President and Agency Strategy Manager for Old Republic Title. Before joining the corporate marketing team, Jen was the Business Development Officer for the Maryland DC office. She's been in the title industry for 21 years, 8 years with Old Republic, and 13 years working in various title agencies in Maryland. Jen currently serves as the Vice President for the Maryland Land Title Association. She graduated from the University of Maryland Global Campus with a degree in Human Resource Management. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Jen Greenberg. Hi, Jen. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Brenda. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Absolutely. Jen, as you know, on our show, on our podcast, we currently are highlighting some common mistakes people make in sales and how they can overcome those obstacles. One mistake that we would like to consider and talk about is whining instead of winning. That's a really interesting phrase. Would you mind explaining what this might look like?
Sure. I think that we all know that this is a very high stress, high anxiety industry that we're in. So sometimes that can lead to a lot of whining about things that can't necessarily be changed. So just the minutiae of doing the work that we do, clients complain to us, and then we may take that complaint and go whine to our coworkers. And what that does is it creates anxiety and apprehension and just an overall uneasy, toxic work environment. So it's not necessarily winning. We're more whining than winning.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. So can you tell me about a time where you made this mistake and how you remedied it?
Absolutely. So I can specifically remember a call from a client first thing in the morning complaining about something that had happened. It was a legitimate complaint, and they went on and on and on, and it made me upset, and I got very involved in what was happening and overwhelmed with the situation, and I immediately got off the phone and went to the coffee station in the office and started to whine and complain about this phone call. And what that did was led to my coworkers whining and complaining, and it created an overall atmosphere of just being upset and being unhappy. And we were all unhappy together, and it created animosity, and we all ended up having bad days, or at least I ended up having a very bad day.
Yeah.
So I now try to remember that and try not to perpetuate problems or continue with the whining. It doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help anything. There are legitimate problems that we can solve and those things that we can tackle. The whining and continuation of complaining of this process or that process not working for us, that's not really helping us, and it's not helping further our careers or our emotional well-being. So I try to give myself a few seconds to get over the conversation and then move on with my day.
So do you see, I'm just thinking about attitude and how sometimes our negative attitude, it carries over. We go to the coffee station like you talk about. And at the coffee station, you're saying, you know, you told the story and other people commiserated. And so that negativity and that attitude just kind of perpetuates. But if you're on the phone with somebody who's negative and your attitude is positive, do you find that that helps with even when you get off the phone, like you being positive with the person on the phone, you get off the phone and, Oh, I turn that into a positive. Does it change your thinking?
Absolutely. I think that definitely helps. And it also may reset their attitude.
Exactly.
If you come at them with positivity, then they change their tone in the way that they're speaking to you. You diffuse the situation with your positive attitude.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was thinking. And I know, you know, we're all guilty of perpetuating the negative. But so bottom line, me, Jen, what's the best way to recognize and manage this type of mistake?
I find that there are two things that are helpful for me. One is I try to surround myself with positive people, people that have a positive attitude. And it may not be something that is they're positive all the time, but overall they're very positive, they're encouraging, and we build off of that instead of negativity. And the other thing is, this is a mantra that I live by, and I don't know where it came from, but it helps me all the time. So this is my mantra. I cannot control how other people act or react, but I can control how I act or react to the situation.
That's excellent. Very, very good. So do you have anything else to add?
No, I think that we should just, you know, continue with positive attitudes and do what you can to start your day off right. So start with some affirmations or some meditation or exercise or do something that makes you feel good so that you're coming into your workday with a positive attitude.
That's very, very, very good advice. Well, that's all the time we have today. I want to thank you so much for your expertise. You know, it was really enlightening. And thank you to the listeners for joining us in this discussion. So until next time, Brenda Nelson, and together we can learn, grow, and prosper. Thank you so much.